Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance that would amend borough code related to Emergency Services Communications Center Advisory Board and reactivating it. The advisory board has been inactive for several years and recently as part of a 2021 restructuring of borough operations related to the borough's Sultana Public Safety Communications Center, a request was made to reactivate it. Additionally, there were proposed amendments to establish the size of the board, the membership makeup of the board's scope, the autonomy of interagency members to make board appointments, and quorum. Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce.
That's what you're doing here. You're reactivating, and there's been a request by the stakeholders in the 911 dispatch center. Those users of that service have requested that we reactivate the advisory board. It's been inactive for a number of years, and this ordinance would allow us to reactivate it.
The restructuring of the Sultana Public Safety Communications Center was made in response to changes initiated by the state of Alaska. The end result was that the center, which historically had been staffed by both borough and state employees, changed to just borough employees only. The other government agency and volunteer EMS users of the Communications Center services entered into dispatch services agreements. And as part of that process, a request was made to reactivate the advisory board. As part of the restart of the Emergency Services Communications Center Advisory Board, the 911 Emergency Communications Coordinator will run the first meeting, and there the advisory board will elect a chair and vice chair, adopt a meeting schedule to include a meeting time, location, and a meeting format. The notice of borough meetings, in case you're interested in attending, will be published on the Kenai Peninsula Borough's website. The Alaska State Troopers launched a new crime reporting system that allows Alaskans to submit information about certain crimes securely online. The new system is intended for certain non-emergency incidents and situations where the suspect is not known and crime is not witnessed. While the new online reporting system could be expanded, reports for fraud, harassing phone calls, shoplifting, threat, trespassing, and vandalism/criminal mischief are being accepted. Rick Roberts, captain with the Alaska State Troopers, tells KSRM.
So many police departments in Alaska and many across the country and Canada have an online reporting option for members of the community to report crimes that occur. And the gist of this portal is that non-emergency, not-in-progress calls for service can be reported to the troopers through this online portal. Anecdotally, we think up to about 30% of our call volume that request to talk to troopers are after the fact incidents where there's no suspects or no leads, and people might just need a case number for their insurance company or something like that.
Roberts adds that this online reporting system saves the agency both time and resources because before, residents were forced to call a non-emergency phone number or physically go to an Alaska State Trooper post to simply file a police report.
You know, for us to be able to receive calls for things that the population's growing, there's some places in Alaska where, you know, our crime numbers are increasing, but the number of personnel to respond to them aren't. And this is a way for us to be able to still interact with the community, be able to take calls for service for things that we might not need to send a trooper to directly or immediately, and still get the member of the community the interaction that they need.
The new system will be available within the Alaska State Troopers area of responsibility, and crimes occurring in an area patrolled by a local police department still should be reported directly to them. For more details and to check out the new filing system, radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.